KGNU.org/outsources, and check out our news blog at news.kgnu.org. This is Glenda Russell for Outsources. Good evening.
Issued a severe thunderstorm warning for South Central Weld County in northeastern Colorado, Central Adams County in northeastern Colorado, until 7:30 p.m. At 6:48 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a severe thunderstorm was located 4 miles southeast of Prospect Valley, or 32 miles southwest of Fort Morgan, moving southeast at 25 miles an hour. Hazard: golf ball size hail and 70 miles an hour wind gusts. Source: radar indicated. Impact: expects considerable tree damage. Damage is likely to mobile homes, roofs, and outbuildings. People and animals outdoors will be injured. Expect hail damage to roofs, siding, windows, and vehicles. Locations impacted include Prospect Valley. Precautionary preparedness actions: for your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of a building.
Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Opera Box. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. Tonight, my playlist exposes the truth behind some ominous conspiracies. Conspiracies in opera, that is, where several characters plan dastardly or hilarious misdeeds, such as the two husbands and their friend conspiring to prove the infidelity of their women in Mozart's Così fan tutte.
Ma senza andare in collera, qual prova avete voi che ognor costa?
And other examples by Puccini, Verdi, and Wagner. Take your paranoia meds and join me for tonight's Opera Box.
Nobile educazione, sublime, analogia d'umore, interesse, immutabile caratteresse, proteste,
giuramenti,
pianti, sospiri, carezze, svenimenti. Lasciatemi un po' ridere.
Cospetto, finite di deriderci.
Pian piano. E se toccar con mano, oggi vi fo che come l'altre sono.
Non si può dar.
Non è. Giochiamo.
Giochiamo.
100 zecchini e 1000 se volete.
Parola parolissima.
E un cenno, un motto, un gesto, giurate di non far di tutto questo alle vostre penelo.
Giuriamo!
Da soldati d'onore!
Da soldati d'onore!
E tutto quel farete che io vi dirò di fare!
Tuttissimo!
Oh, bravissimi!
Bravissimo! Signor Don Alfonsetto! A spese vostre, or ci divertiremo!
E le 100 zecchini che faremo!
Far, I don't know.
The cynical philosopher Don Alfonso conspires with Ferrando and Guglielmo to lasciviously test the fidelity of the two men's wives. Their plan will backfire. From Mozart's comedy, Così fan tutte, everyone is like that. And in that recording, we heard Michel Pertusi, Frank Leprado, Olaf Barr, Georg Schulte, conducted the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. And we're looking at 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box with your host, Ron Nadel, and I've got a playlist exposing operatic conspiracies. Now, according to the dictionary, a conspiracy is a secret plan by a group to do something unlawful or harmful. And that certainly applies to my operatic examples tonight. Humiliation, fraud, lust, murder. Whether the plan is discovered, successful, or foiled, the outcome is usually tragic or comic. But in this next example, a plot to kill the king is discovered, and the outcome is neither. In Verdi's four-act opera Ernani, King Carlos is seen as tyrannical for usurping the lands of other noblemen. The bandit Ernani, a sort of Robin Hood, has agreed to help in the overthrow of Carlos. Meanwhile, Carlos has reflected on his rule, and he has realized he needs to be more benevolent. So in this scene from Act 3, Ernani and the others are discovered conspiring. At first, King Carlos calls for the execution of the conspirators. But Ernani explains that he's really Count Don Juan of Aragon, whose lands had been taken. Carlos' intended queen, Elvira, pleads on their behalf. And Carlos pardons the conspirators.
Oh. Conte, Luca Sono, disse voi. Ignazio, donna!
King Carlos, realizing he's been too dictatorial, pardons the noblemen who were conspiring to overthrow him. to the rejoicing of the people. From Act 3 of Verdi's opera Ernani, and we heard the tenor Carlo Bergonzi as Ernani, Leontine Price as Elvira, Mario Sereni was King Carlos. Thomas Shippers conducted the Italian Opera Orchestra and Chorus. And here we are 24 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. You're in the Opera Box here at KGNU, and I'm your host, Ron Nadel, with a playlist of operatic conspiracies. This next example is interesting because the conspiracy is actually just part of a larger evil plan. You've heard me talk about Wagner's four-part opera series, The Nibelung's Ring. Well, in Act 2 of the fourth opera, it appears that Brunhilde has been betrayed by her husband, Siegfried. It seems he's in love with another woman, Gutruna, sister of Gunther, the leader of the Gibichung clan. And Gunther suspects his friendship has been betrayed, therefore, by Siegfried. Well, in this scene, Brunhilde is overcome with anguish, disbelief, and powerful anger. Hagen, Gunther's half-brother, says he'll help her get revenge. She tells Hagen he'd be no match for Siegfried. Hagen's suggestion is that they plan a hunting trip where Siegfried will be killed in an accident. At first, Gunther isn't eager for revenge, but egged on by Hagen, the three of them conspire to murder Siegfried. Brunhilde and Gunther are not aware they are pawns in Hagen's plan to get Siegfried's all-powerful ring and rule the world. From Götterdämmerung by Richard Wagner.
Thank you. sein Spiere spart ihn sein Bein.
Neid und Wahrheit müßiger Acht.
Nur der Sieg. ungeheure Macht wird dir. Gewinnst von ihm du den Ring, den der Tod ihm wohl nur entreißt.
Brunhilde and Gunther are pawns in Hagen's plan to achieve world domination by stealing Siegfried's all-powerful ring, and together the three conspire to murder Siegfried. This is from Act Two of Wagner's Götterdämmerung, The Twilight of the Gods. And in this great recording, we heard Birgit Nilsson soprano as Brunhilde, Gottlob Frick bass, as the evil Hagen, Dietrich Fischer, Dieskau baritone as the weak Gunther. Georg Scholte conducted the Vienna Philharmonic. 18 minutes before 8 o'clock, you're in the Opera Box with Ron Nadell here at KGNU. I've got my playlist of operatic conspirators. And be sure to stick around because I'm going to continue to be your host for a Classic Monday. And I've got a playlist to make to give us our last summer fling. That's at 8 p.m. right here on KGNU. Well, the next two conspiracies are from very clever comedies. This next one is from Puccini's opera trilogy, Il Trittico, which contains three one-act operas, two tragedies and one comedy. All three are about the gray area between punishment and reward. And the third one of the group is the comedy Gianni Schicchi. In long ago Florence, rich old Buoso Donati has died with his relatives gathered round his bed to pay their respects. Actually, they've come out of self-interest to learn of their inheritances in his will. Well, they discover that he gave everything to a monastery. The only person truly saddened is a young distant cousin, Renuccio. He's poor, but in love with Loretta. Loretta implores her father, the clever Gianni Schicchi, to help them. And in this scene, Schicchi, after reading the contents of the will, gets an idea. No one knows that Donati is dead yet, so he tells the family to summon a notary. He, Schicchi, will lay in bed, dressed as the old man, imitate his voice from behind the bed curtains, and dictate a new will to the notary. The family bursts out with admiration for this ingenious plan and with their demands for part of Donati's money. Things will not turn out exactly the way they expected.
Signore del notaio, messer notaio, presto! Via da Buoso Donati, c'è un gran peggioramento! Vuol fare testamento, portate su con voi le pene, presto messere se lo peccati! E il notaio viene. Entra! La stanza è semioscura, mentre il letto intravede di muso la figura. In te sta la cappellina, al viso la penso. Fra cappellina e mezzoria, un naso che per quello riposo invece il mio, e che il vostro riposo ci sono io, e lo stecchi con l'altra voce fuor mio falsifico.
The wily Johnny Skeeky conspiring with the family of rich old Buoso Donati to alter his will. He will imitate the voice of old Donati to dictate a new will. Imagine the family's surprise when he leaves almost everything to himself. In that recording, we heard Fernando Correia as the wily Skeeky. Lamberto Gardelli conducted the orchestra of the Maggio Musicale of Florence. Well, when we return, our last conspiracy will actually be a triple conspiracy, as only Shakespeare could devise.
Join KGNU for the opening reception of our interactive exhibit, Listening Together, an exploration of 40 years making community-powered radio, on Thursday, August 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Museum of Boulder. KGNU's highly interactive, sensory, and all-ages exhibit highlights KGNU Community Radio's past, present, and future. View station artifacts, learn about the evolution of broadcast radio, the art behind producing radio, and see rare photos documenting four decades of community engagement and more. The opening reception is open to the community and will offer you a chance to explore the exhibit, and will also include light hors d'oeuvres, refreshments, and music. That's the opening reception of KGNU's exhibit Listening Together, Thursday, August 9th from 6 to 8 p.m. Hope to see you there, and more information, visit kgnu.org.
Well, for our last conspiracy, we're going to turn once more to Giuseppe Verdi and his three-act opera, Falstaff. This opera is based on Shakespeare's Merry Wives of Windsor. It was really the only mature comedy that Verdi wrote, and he was 80 years old. Well, most people know the character, the corpulent old Falstaff, and in the play The Merry Wives of Windsor, Falstaff is plotting to gain the attentions and financial support of two wealthy women, Alice Ford and Meg Page, and he has sent them both love letters. Identical love letters, not knowing they're close friends. Well, of course, they discover his lechery and his plan, and in this scene from Act 3, they conspire with their husbands to plan their revenge on him. They're going to invite Falstaff to what he thinks is a midnight tryst in the woods. But they'll be dressed as supernatural creatures of the forest and ambush him. Well, when the women leave after plotting their revenge, Alice's husband then conspires with his friend, Dr. Caius. He wants his young daughter, Nanetta, to marry the wealthy old doctor and plans to take advantage of everyone being in disguise during this revenge to stage a wedding. Well, the wives have a plan of their own, unknown to the men, to similarly arrange for Ford's daughter to marry young Fenton, the man she really is in love with. The conspirators from Act 3 of Verdi's opera Falstaff.
Oh, Sera, vien sera, rincasiamo l'appuntamento alla quercia di erne.
È inteso.
A me la meglia, o che me trasparento. Addio, addio.
Well, you should be able to tell by that sneaky music. There are conspiracies within conspiracies. Wives Alice Ford and Meg Page conspire with their husbands to teach Falstaff a lesson. But the men have a conspiracy to marry Nanetta Ford to the old Dr. Caius, while the women have a conspiracy to let Nanetta marry her lover Fenton. Well, we heard a fantastic ensemble there with Rosalind Elias, Ilva Ligabue, Mirella Freni, Giulietta Simeonato, Robert Merrill, John Lanigan, and Alfredo Krauss. Georg Scholte conducted the RCA Italian Opera Orchestra. Well, this is your host, Ron Nadell. I want to thank you for joining me here in the Opera Box at KGNU. Stay tuned for a classic Monday. It's a minute after 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
KGNU has revived our annual record and CD sale, taking place this year Sunday, September 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Friday, September 7th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at our Denver home at 700 Calamouth Street. There will be LPs, EPs, CDs, and everything in between for you to explore new to your sounds. Come explore the dynamic spectrum of the deeply dusty grooves in support of your community radio station, KGNU. That's September 2nd from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and September 7th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. at our Denver station at 700 Calamath Street. See you there.
Yes, it's summertime. Welcome to KGNU's Classic Monday. I'm still your host, Ron Nadel. Although schools have started and there's a chill in the evening air and football just around the corner, tonight I'm taking advantage of the fact that it's still summertime astronomically. The music in my playlist is about summer, and we're going to hear evocative music by Sergei Prokofiev, Samuel Barber, Frederick Delius, Zoltan Kodály, Arnold Bax, and Frank Bridge. Grab some lemonade, kick back, join me for a last fling of summer.